This is Louis Navalier. It's Monday, July 14th. Okay, the stock market is starting to melt up again, especially in small caps. So it just shows when liquidity comes into the market, things tend to pop. Now, tomorrow we have the CPI. Economists are estimating 0.3%. I suspect it could come in below that, but we will see. The tariffs are definitely starting to have an effect. The revenue was $27 billion in June, and we actually had a budget surplus for the first time since 2017 and for that month. So, you know, that's what everybody's watching. There's this argument that the tariff revenue will allow us to better manage the budget deficit and help us push interest rates lower. So we'll see. In the meantime, earnings are coming out this week, mostly financial stocks. J.P. Morgan would be the big one, but Netflix does announce on Thursday. And that is a bellwether, even though it's not part of the Magnificent Seven. So right now, the mood of the market is very good, but we have CPI tomorrow, PPI, the wholesale prices on Wednesday. That'll be very interesting because there's rapid deflation in China. And then, of course, retail sales on Thursday. So big week for news, and but we're off to a good start. And liquidity has returned to the small cap arena after, I wouldn't say disappearing last week, but ebbing last week. So this is a very, very positive tone, but obviously it can change an instant on any important news. Now, Trump's tariffs are not a distraction. Everybody's figured out that he threatens huge tariffs to negotiate. We discussed that on Navalier Market Buzz this in this week's issue, so you might want to listen to that if you want to know more about it. I suspect what's going to happen, especially with Germany, is they will allow so many cars to come in, and then above that limit, they're going to want the big tariffs because Trump's trying to force them to onshore more of their manufacturing to America. What he did with Britain, he allowed Britain to import 100,000 cars a year at the 10% baseline tariff with no reciprocal tariffs. So so we'll see if he tries to put a similar limit on Germany. It would have to be a lot bigger, 250,000, 300,000, something like that. But that'll be interesting. Chancellor Merz is definitely wants to do a deal. He seems to be frustrated with Brussels. You know, when the EU is negotiating, they're negotiating for 27 nations. So Germany, being the biggest economy, obviously wants to be on the top there. So all this is fascinating to watch, but I suspect we'll get an interesting deal. Treasury Secretary Bessette is off to Japan right now. Obviously, Trump wants them to onshore even more, even though they already have plants here. So that's what the game is all about, getting everything onshore to America. In the meantime, you know, GDP growth remains good, and you know, I don't see too many storm clouds in the horizon other than seasonal shenanigans like August and the fact that the volume could drop and things like that. But the Fed does cut on July 29th. We'll get off to a good start in August, hopefully. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating you in fast market conditions, and I'll probably have a chat with you tomorrow after the CPI report. Take care.